Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some NCAA championship wrestling. We've got head coach Mark Branch joining us here on the program from New York City. How's the Big Apple treating you today, coach?
Well, it's not bad. A little different than Laramie.
You ever been to New York City? You ever been to Madison Square Garden where these guys are going to be competing the next few days?
Yeah, I've been here a couple times. I haven't been in the garden, but yeah, it's all kind of a unique experience for this event. You know, I can already tell getting in yesterday, just the challenges that we're going to have over the next few days of just logistically getting around, working out. You know, it's not going to be hard to find what we need, but it's definitely different than most NCAA championships.
Where will you guys be working out? What kind of day is it? And I'm guessing it's just like congestion and all that kind of stuff, taking forever to get to places, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, it took us a while to get here. We flew into Newark and had a shuttle service get us here. So expensive as well. So there's it's all that kind of fun stuff. But they had a Billy Joel concert in the garden last night, so the facility's been offline for us, and supposedly we're up and running today, able to get over there. They have a theater that's attached to the garden that they have some workout areas for us as well. So yeah, it's going to be you know, it's different, but we're probably only a block away from the garden, so I couldn't ask for anything better than that. The rooms are about the size of a matchbox, but we're going to make it work.
You know, you think of Madison Square Garden, you think of all the events that have been held there, especially sporting events with some of the athletes and performers and all that. I mean, that's kind of a cool deal. It's got to be cool for the guys, Drew, Bryce, and Tanner, competing to know kind of the history of Madison Square Garden, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I saw something a day or two ago that the NCAA finalists are going to weigh in on the same scale that Ollie Frazier weighed in on. So, you know, that's definitely nostalgic and historic. So, I mean, there's so much history, but, you know, talking to those guys yesterday, I think their head's in the right place because it's just a tournament. The mats are the same size. The rules are the same as they always been. They got to keep things in perspective, not get overwhelmed by, you know, the history and I think the significance of where we're competing.
Taking that Hoosiers approach to it, right?
Yeah. Well, yesterday Tanner was talking about that, and I was laughing in my head, wondering if he'd ever seen Hoosiers.
Yeah, that movie's about 10 years older than those kids, probably.
For sure.
How'd the Big 12 season treat you? How was the first year in the Big 12, in your opinion?
You know, I think it was good. It was definitely challenging with this team. We lost a lot of seniors last year, and so, you know, I don't think that really had much to do with the conference. I think at the conference tournament, just maybe the level of competition maybe hurt us a little bit. And what I mean is, in years past, maybe we would have snuck another guy or two in. But I actually, looking at the tournament, and if I, you know, thought about separating it back out like it was last year, I really think we're in the same position we would have been in. But maybe there's something that would have changed. I just don't think there was a big difference. But what I do think is the level that we wrestled at 2 weeks ago, we wrestled in the Sprint Center. It was a major event, a great crowd. And I think about a year ago where we wrestled in a little field house in North Dakota. I think that event in Kansas City is going to help us prepare mentally for wrestling in the garden. It was it felt like the atmosphere of a championship event, you know. So I think those are the things that are going to help us benefit from the Big 12, so we'll see. But I liked it. It was a good experience, and I think it's an entry-level experience where we're only going to get better from here out.
is the, in your opinion, where does the Big 12 conference rank in terms of, you know, the hierarchy of leagues across the country? It's got to be up there, right?
Yeah, for sure. And right now, the Big Ten is by far head and shoulders above everybody else. And that's what we're kind of trying to compete against. Then you have, you know, we're on that second tier with the MAC, the ACC, the IWA. And so, you know, I think those are the conferences that we're going to overtake in the next few years, and we're going to be chasing the Big Ten. But right now we're kind of with those conferences. But, you know, that the whole point of forming the new Big 12 is to challenge the Big Ten and overtake the rest of those conferences.
Mark Branch joining us here on the program. He's got three wrestlers competing at the NCAA championships. And Mark, you got Drew at 125, and then Bryce and Tanner there at, ranked at 141 and heavyweight respectively. What do you see their chances at right now? Do you have set goals you'd like to see for each one? And, you know, do you believe if they put it all together, they can reach said set goals?
Well, my goal for them is to go out and win their first match tomorrow morning, you know, and don't get past that. You know, that's the one that can trip you up, and that's the one that can set the tone. I mean, if you come out and wrestle well in that first match and you can maybe feel good about your performance, feel like you're strong, like you're fresh, you're healthy, you're wrestling at your best, you're going to gain some momentum it can carry a long way in this tournament. So we need to get started off on the right foot, you know, and you don't look past that. Let's just focus on coming out, getting a good warm-up Thursday morning, shutting off all your emotions about where you're at, just like we were talking about. Don't look around and get caught up in Madison Square Garden. Focus on that opponent and go out and wrestle. And you know, I think you do that, you're going to set yourself up a lot better than if you come out and stub your toe. If you do that first round, it's a long, hard road.
Is that the mindset you've typically had at these events when you brought kids to the NCAA championships?
Absolutely. You know, and you see it every year. There's number one, number two, you know, top four seeds get knocked off first round. And the common mistake is, they're looking at who they may have third or fourth round. They're looking at their semifinals. They're looking at their quarterfinals. They're thinking about something other than the match in front of them. So you just don't get into that trap one way or another. You don't look at your first round match as insurmountable either. You know, Drew's got the number eight seed. He can go out and compete against this kid. And he needs to go out and do things right in that first minute and shut down his opponent, put himself in a real battle, and then believe that he's got what it takes late in the match to take that match from him.
You talked about Drew drawing the number eight seed. Bryce and Tanner have what you would guess would be, and again, I'm not speaking for them, favorable matchups in the first round, but what do each of those two need to do to take care of business? How much do you know and how much do they know about their first round opponent tomorrow?
Yeah, Bryce has a pretty crafty guy, you know. I think Bryce is in a good shape to go out and wrestle his match and take care of business, but this kid's not going to give it too easy. He does a lot of unorthodox things. He's a real good scrambler, and he's going to roll around and he's going to make things tough on you. So Bryce needs to come out and finish his takedowns. You know, that's going to be important to not stalemate those takedown attempts. And then Tanner just needs to come out and be aggressive. You know, I think his biggest trap is if he comes out and stands around, he's going to be in a tight match. But if he opens up, I think he'll separate himself from his opponent.
Now, Bryce was at North Carolina State and transferred over to Wyoming. You know, been a pretty good addition for you guys. He's, you know, Cheyenne Central kid, been a pretty good addition for you guys to get here at this point, correct?
Yeah, you know, Bryce been great and competed well for us and really helped our team this year. And, you know, I think he's capable of wrestling with anybody in the country. And, you know, his style is he's an aggressive wrestler, which I like. And he wrestles aggressive on top, which can come into play in the NCAA tournament, you know. So He's just, you know, his thing that tripped him up last week was not finishing his takedowns. And that's really the challenge of this first round match. He's got to finish his takedown.
All right. Mark, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And best of luck to the guys beginning tomorrow at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Thank you again, and enjoy the trip. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.